This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Shippy, I think one of the greatest sayings to ever come from a college is that everybody is Missouri. Is that what it is?
No, we are Mizzou.
All right, so that's what it is right there, Kevin.
Not going to play that.
Do you know who Aliyah Drinkwitz is, Kevin?
I assume that is Shippy's alias when he's trolling online for ladies.
That is not Shippy's alias.
Okay, but you could see that totally being a thing, right?
Hey. Aliyah Drinkwitz.
What's up, ladies? I'm Drinkwitz.
Is,
you
want to
Drinkwitz me?
Oh, my gosh. You're killing this.
That's pretty good.
He is the Missouri head coach. Shippy, you knew that, right? You knew that he was the Missouri head coach.
Okay. Yeah, he's from Appalachian State.
There you go. From the Appalachian State, Kevin.
He's from the mountains.
He landed three-star cornerback Ennis Rakestraw from Duncanville.
Oh!
Rakestraw chose Missouri over Alabama and Texas.
That's my guy right there.
Really?
Yes, because, dude, how are you ever going to play at Alabama? All right? Like, you have to be a senior to play there.
And who wouldn't want to go to Mizzou?
Well, Here is Drinkwitz's reaction to landing his player.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Yes!
Yes! What? Wow! Yes! Yes! Oh! Yes!
He's walking all over the halls.
Gimme!
Did he say Shippy?
This is my spirit animal.
Yeah. What? 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 Yes! Oh my God!
That is Aliyah Drinkwitz, the head coach of Missouri, reacting to getting a three-star cornerback, a 6-foot, 170-pound Rakestraw, who is listed as the 69th best quarterback in the 2020 class.
Makes sense.
And 107th best player in Texas. What? And he's out of Duncanville High School, Kevin. So if your coach reacts that in that manner towards you because you committed to his school, how fired up are you to go play for that guy?
Hell yeah. At Alabama, Nick Saban would be like, that's fine.
He wouldn't have even known.
Yeah. Who?
He'd be like, wait.
How many stars are you? Three?
How am I going to use you?
Yeah. How are you even a football player?
You must be a freshman if you're considering playing for Alabama.
You want to try baseball.
Yeah. So, Kevin, I wanted to get your, like, if your coach is doing that, are you excited to go play for that guy at some point?
Yes. No, absolutely. Have you ever been in the room for one of those phone calls?
Aside from what I saw with Jackson Jeffcoat, I haven't been in the room. I was there for a bunch of players that got, you know, they'd already learned.
I got to be in the room for a couple of times when the player called the coach. And it was cool, but it wasn't like that level of hype. They were just like,
oh my God!
Outstanding.
Oh my God! Yes! Yes!
It sounds like he just found out about like a Marvel sequel or something. He's that level of hype.
Well, if you look at him, you would think that he would be a guy who would get way more excited over a Marvel sequel than landing a football recruit. Because he's wearing this, like, I mean, it's a dope sweater, but it's a real, like, preppy sweater over a collared shirt. And he's got his glasses, a little comb over. And, like, I was not expecting him to get that excited. And apparently, though, that's one of the big things about him at Appalachian State was that the players really love playing for him. And he was one of those guys that, you know, you wouldn't expect to be that type of dude in the locker room dancing and doing those types of things with the players.
And somebody just pointed out from the 214, and Bassick would know this too. This corner shut down the opposing team's best wide receiver in every round of the playoffs.
Dude, that Duncanville defense was freaking insane. I think during the season, like in the regular season, I think they gave up like an average of 2 points a game.
And I think also whenever it comes to having been at Appalachian State and growing in, you know, to Missouri and everything, you always want to think that if you land a recruit, especially a recruit from a team like Duncanville,
sure.
If you land a recruit, you might be able to get a couple more, or you're going to get credit with a pipeline of schools.
Okay, that was always one of the things that there was a couple of schools around here or in the state, like I think it was like Trinity Valley and Navarro, who made a pipeline into Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And they would like pick up a couple of linemen, or they would just get that grouping going. And it was I always thought it was really smart, because some of those kids got ignored because they weren't like the marquee recruits. But you watch them and you're like, man, this kid is really good. And so he ended up in Navarro, and you're like, you could do some things.
By the way, Portland is trading Scal
Labissiere.
What?
And cash to Atlanta. So there you go. Atlanta getting, they got a player and gave up cash, and now they got a player and got cash in return. So
now the problem for them is going to be if they can't get their young players to develop at anywhere near the rate that they want them to, they're screwed.
All right, but here's the thing that I just cannot understand, and I wonder how many people are like, this would offend. By the way, from the 214, Kevin is the 68th best radio personality in the world. So there you go.
In the whole world?
That's pretty high.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I'm really appreciative of that.
That's not bad.
It would have been better if he was one lower. Colorado is unretiring three numbers from their hallowed retirement football number. No, Shippy. They're not. Well, I mean, they probably are.
They're unretiring them?
They are going to bring three hallowed football numbers out of retirement in response to the growing requests from recruits. Byron Whizzer White's number 24.
Sure.
That was his nickname, was Whizzer. Joe Romig's number 67 and Bobby Anderson's number 11 will all be worn again. The families of White, who died in 2002, Romig and Anderson, approved the decision to bring back their numbers. Those three players are going to still be honored through a patch that the team will, that it's going to appear on the jersey, and it's going to have their names and the years they played for Colorado, and that'll be on their jerseys for eternity. But it said the Colorado athletic director, Rick George, brother of Jeff, said current players and recruits ask all the time for jersey numbers, and often the retired ones have come up. It should also bring a spotlight back to the three players every time the TV camera shows them head on or a picture appears in a newspaper. The names White, Romig, and Anderson will all be celebrated over and over again. I'm fascinated by this because the Cowboys don't have numbers retired, right? But, like, nobody wears 8.
Right.
And nobody's worn 22. 88 is a legacy number, it appears. But nobody's wearing those numbers. And you would probably say that it would take a pretty special player for Jerry to say, go ahead and wear that number. But if, let's say, Yogi Berra's number, if the Yankees would just be like, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, hey, we're changing and breaking tradition, and we're going to allow these numbers. If Adrian Beltre's number had been retired for so many years, and somebody one day was like, hey, let's unretire that number for this player, would people freak out about that?
Yes. It would have to be it'd have to be a really, really damn good player, because then we'd all sell out, right? Like, if for some reason you would have heard that the only reason Garrett Cole didn't want to come here is because he couldn't be number whatever, like he couldn't be number 34.
Yeah.
Then wouldn't you be like, that's fine, we'll figure that out. We'll definitely figure that out. So I think if the player was like really, really good, you would not be surprised at how quickly people are like, okay, let's go ahead and change
is,
that up.
But that's another thing too. Now you're talking about a free agent you can go pay, right?
Oh yeah, but I'm
this
saying
this is a high school kid.
But it's the same theory.
You're making this sort of what's the word I'm looking for? You're bowing down to a high school kid so much now.
Yeah. Welcome to the way the world works. Do you think that these schools and these TV networks, well, maybe the TV network does, do you think they really want to be there for the pomp and circumstance of their stupid hat thing? No, this ain't Hogwarts, okay? I don't need to see you hat sort. But we all do it because you want that impact player. And if Colorado, like Colorado, there's nothing wrong with Colorado, but they're not like a consistent top 25 team or anything like that. If there was 3 5-star recruits who are like, we all want to go to your school, but only if you unretire these numbers, you're damn right they would.
Yeah, I think for me, and somebody just said, I dare say someone tried to come to the Mavericks and tries to wear number 41.
Okay, fine. Let's put that to the test. All right? It's the summer of 2021. Giannis says, I'm going to come play for the Mavericks if you let me be 41. You're not doing that?
What year is it?
2021.
I mean, I'm going to ask Dirk.
And he says, I'm not okay with it.
Ooh, shippy.
It's Giannis!
It's Dirk!
You would have
Dirk
maybe...
Dirk would say yes.
You would have... Okay, Dirk probably. Hey,
I just want you to know...
Probably.
Dirk would be like, yes, what other number does he want?
For whatever reason, there's some complicated beef with him and Giannis, and he's like, anybody else, but not him. You could
Must
have...
be a Euro thing.
You could have the best two players in the league on your team. You're not going to do that?
It's disrespectful.
Oh my God.
Unless Dirk approves it.
Stop it. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 877-881-1053. Here are the parameters.
Can we make the one like a lowercase L?
No.
So nobody knows.
It's going to be a 41. Exactly the same. Giannis says, I will come play for the Mavericks. I will be a free agent and come to your team next summer. I want to be number 41, and Dirk is against it. Would you do it?
Dirk
yes
would
or
never
no?
Be against it.
Okay,
you
but
know
he
that.
Does in this scenario.
He is pissed.
I think your team. You have to have that standard for your team. What is the legacy
get one of
our
his brothers.
Team? Because then, again, dude, now Colorado can never say our legacy is bigger than our team is bigger than an individual player. Because we just told you that you're bigger than the entire school.
Yeah.
You are so important that we got rid of retired numbers just for you.
And then
so now
maybe
you
win a Pac-12 championship and all the modern people are like, I didn't even care about that guy to begin with.
From the 972, then it's a no. Because imagine if we say yes and he never wins a ring.
Yeah, true.
The 817, numbers don't matter that much. Win now. From the 682, Giannis can have it ASAP. From the 214, love you, Dirk, but it's going to the Greek freak, and I'm not even asking him. Although, hell nah, Dirk forever. From the 903, oh, hell yes, come on. These are coming in faster than I could conceivably read them.
Well, keep going.
Yeah, I will do it in a heartbeat. From the 682, team Dirk if he's against it. From the 469, even if Dirk allows it, you do not do that. Come on.
I like that.
If I told you, oh, man.
What?
No, come on. Hell no, from the 469. From the 972, absolutely not. From the 817, no, I wouldn't.
I like this from the 972. F you, Kevin. Always start an S for no reason.
Okay. Dirk does have a street named after him.
This all goes...
Oh, no. Are you giving in, Shippy?
Nope.
41 Dirk way.
This all goes back to something that Brendan told me years ago when he was at the station. He goes, you're really good at walking into a room, pulling the pin on a grenade, throwing it, and walking back out.
Yeah, except for sometimes I force you to stick around.
All right, I'm here. I'd do that in a heartbeat. Sorry, Dirk.
God.
Let's get Dirk on the horn and see if he'll authorize this right here now.
How about this from the 817? Dirk is life, bro, LOL.
Hold on. Does he mean that or is he...
I think it's a courtesy LOL, you know?
Let me add one more
Because he's not
little...
really life. He's close to it, but he's not life.
Let me add one more little wrinkle to that. Giannis comes here in the summer of 2021. Same parameters. In the next 8 years, you win 3 championships.
Dude, I hate you. This is why I hate you, man.
You're doing it.
Because I'm absolutely doing that.
Thank you very much.
But then I'm also pointing out like how important it is to make sure you team build. You know? That's,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I guess that was originally. Oh, man. Because, no, if I'm Colorado and I'm not going to let a player be bigger than the program. You just can't.
Hey, guys, I got some NBA breaking news here.
Did we trade for Giannis? Is it starting?
Brad Shams Charania. The Knicks are finalizing a deal to send Marcus Morris to the Clippers for Mo Harkless and other assets.
Wow.
Sources tell The Athletic.
I heard they were not going to deal Harkless.
Are you saying you don't believe Shams?
No, I believe him. That is, that's interesting.
Shams,
you know,
Shams.
We had said just a couple of segments ago that there was a race to get Marcus Morris between the Lakers and the Clippers, and I had heard earlier, maybe last night, that the Clippers were not going to deal Harkless. So that is fascinating. And that, you would think, maybe you already thought this, puts the Clippers back atop the Western Conference hierarchy, regardless of what the records are. You still reading them all?
There's
coming
so
in at
many texts coming in on
pace.
Us right now.
Nobody seems to care about Marcus Morris.
From the 562, college and pro sports are different. You're paying for a proven commodity. High school kids going to college are not proven at all, even the top recruits. I think it would hurt you long term. I agree with that. In the pros, I might move on. But in college and stuff like that, I want to hold firm. The reason that you come to this college is because of the traditions, everything that we are, and the ability to go be something great one day. And you know what? You get to leave that lasting impression on this college. One day your number could be retired here too. Like that's what you're selling to people. In pro sports, you're selling them how much money you can pay them, all right? But in college, like, you have to have some sort of grandeur to lay it all on, right?
I mean, I don't know. If I was a kid and they were like, we'll unretire this number, that's how much we want you, I'd be like, sounds good to
me. Yeah, see, and that's the thing. No kid would turn that down. No kid would be like, that's the thing. That's all you have for your program to be able to get a player. Be more than that, programs.
If we were still at night, I would probably read some more of these text messages. But thank you, Tolos, for being freaking hilarious. Because some of these, and they're quick, some people's reaction of like, some guy said, oh no, F Dirk for that. And then other people were like, Dirk forever? How dare you even ask that? And
you have a lifetime drop right there.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
People are all across the board for this. This is my new favorite thing. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Amari will be back with the Cowboys, right? What if he's not? Where would he end up?
I got an idea.
Talk about it next right here on The Fan.
We got Andre Drummond is what Cleveland fans are going to be screaming, Kevin. As Woj is reporting right now that Andre Drummond and Cleveland and Detroit are finalizing a trade for Andre Drummond. We got about 40 minutes left before the trade deadline. We are told that Donnie Nelson was not on the airplane to D.C. There could be some final things that they got to discuss here. Maybe they can make an addition. Maybe they won't. Maybe they stick with this team. And I wonder what it tells the rest of the team, Kevin, if nothing happens. Is that a moment where you're looking at this team and everybody kind of looks around the room and goes, all right, this is great. They truly believe in us.
I know I could definitely see that. And I know the team has kind of struggled as of late and injuries play a part in that. But this is definitely a team that's moving in the right direction. So
golly, have you heard of what the Pistons are getting?
No.
It's not great.
Yeah, and that doesn't surprise me that much because people have talked more and more about, like, you know, how Andre Drummond's and the like have been getting, like, phased out of the NBA, and I'd heard that maybe the price would be low. What are they getting?
Yeah, so the Pistons will receive Brandon Knight, John Henson, and a second-round pick.
Wow.
That's it.
I feel like we have that.
We
do. I feel like we could have made this deal happen.
Can we interest you in... Ryan Brokhoff.
I feel like that's
good guy. He's a glue guy.
Well, Chippy, I don't mind losing a glue guy because we got a lot of glue guys in this room.
Yeah, tons of glue.
There's all sorts of glue to go around.
We do have tons of glue.
So I feel like I could have. Man, this deal. But you know what? If the team is looking at it and saying that piece just doesn't fit with what we're trying to do, maybe they feel like they already kind of have a guy. That Colley Stein, they already made that trade.
Oh, they do not.
For rebounding, he's not as good of a rebounder.
No. Nobody is as good of a rebounder as Andre Drummond.
But can Drummond be the, can he spread the floor too, though?
No.
Can Colley Stein spread the floor a little bit?
No.
As a backup?
A little bit. But again, we talked about that. Like, he's very hit or miss.
All right. Well, there you go. That is the most up-to-date information on what's going on. And as anything comes down, we'll be right up to the trade deadline right here on 105.3 The Fan, keeping an eye on what the Mavericks are doing. But again, the Mavericks are very good at keeping things close to the vest, and then the deal drops because they don't want to get any other people involved and taken over, you know, what they're trying to accomplish. But afterwards, the G-Bag Nation will have all the analysis on why the Mavericks did what they did, what is next for them as well. So keep it tuned in right here on 105.3 The Fan. By the way, from the 972, so what happens to the Harrison Barnes $11 million trade exception? Kevin, I need you to go check that out.
I will go investigate.
Figure out what to do there, and then we'll figure out more there. Kevin, Amari Cooper is a free agent this offseason.
I've heard.
The Cowboys traded a number one overall pick, or number one pick, for him. And now they have to make the decision, should he be one of the highest paid receivers in the league? Now, Kevin, where do you rank him on the top five receivers in the league?
No.
Where do you rank him amongst the top 10 receivers in the league?
Probably not.
What did you just say?
Probably not.
877-881-1053.
Is that really that controversial?
Do you think that Amari Cooper's a top 10 receiver? When he's at his best, is he a top 10 receiver?
I mean, sure.
But you didn't get the best from him all
exactly.
season.
Exactly. And the other people I would have in the top 10 are always at their best, or like an approximation of it.
Gotcha.
Amari Cooper misses time, and sometimes you wonder how motivated is he in this game.
The Arizona Cardinals are the fifth landing location, according to David Carr on NFL.com.
So the Arizona Cardinals, so they would pair him up with Kyler, obviously. Fascinating. Okay.
The number four team that David Carr has him potentially going to is the Denver Broncos. Now, they have Courtland Sutton, who had a really good year.
All right, Shippy, but who do the Denver Broncos really have?
Drew Locke. Duh.
And you know what? That would be a great addition for Drew Locke, right? To have
oh, sure.
Courtland Sutton on one side and Amari Cooper on the other.
Yeah, like, and especially
he can work with anybody though.
Well, okay.
You should have seen the receivers at Mizzou.
That's fair.
They were bad.
But that is one interesting thing about the list, and I'll be interested to see. I said that word too many times. If that plays out over the last three, is you're just talking about two young quarterbacks right there. And so for the young quarterbacks, that's a huge deal for sure.
The Bills come in at number three likely destination, according to David Carr from NFL.com. They were like one receiver away of having a really good offense. And Josh Allen made did he make a leap or did he just get better? Like, he make the right progression.
No, I think he made the appropriate progression.
But it's not a leap?
No.
Okay. John Brown can take the top off of defense. Cole Beasley, slot guy right there. Cooper would give them a playmaker, you know, a guy that would give them one-on-one situations and probably create more one-on-ones around the rest of the field. Number two, the Philadelphia Eagles. They want to move on from Alshon Jeffrey. And would you want to see Amari Cooper playing for Philadelphia? Because Amari Cooper's told everybody he wants to play for Dallas. He loves Dallas. Great. Yeah. I mean, like, that's what I'm selling, too.
Well, the good news is you just have to worry about, can Josh McCown get the ball to Amari Cooper?
Only in the playoffs. There are going to be two games a week, though, can Carson Wentz do it? Or two games a year.
Maybe.
Yeah, and that's another young quarterback. And that's the thing why I'm more inclined to keep Amari Cooper than I think is because I don't like that idea. Like, I don't like the idea of him with the Eagles. And you hear so many scenarios where like, oh, what if he plays for the Eagles? And you're like, that's fine.
The number one landing spot for Amari Cooper, Kevin, in this offseason, according to David Carr of NFL.com, the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh,
yeah. And so there we go. That's guaranteed championship if you add that player to this team.
I mean, he's already on this team, or he was on this team the last year and a half.
Yeah, I think what the great thing about it, like, I know it's going to cost money, but I think Mike McCarthy, he likes a certain type of receiver. And if you go back and look at his history, like what he likes, and I know the league is going to, a lot of the league has these smaller receivers. Like, look at the Shanahan offense. There's not a big receiver. You got, you know, Debo Samuel's a different type of body type, but they use him in the run game just as much as they throw it to him. But they have, you know, smaller, quicker receivers. And then you got Tyreek Hill, who's small and quick too. I mean, Kansas City had that. But I know that Mike McCarthy likes the big wide receiver, and you go back in the history of what he's drafted, he likes those kind of guys. Randall Cobb was always fit the mold of what he liked in the slot, but look at Greg Jennings, look at Donald Driver. Those guys weren't small players. They were all big wide receivers. And I think that Amari Cooper is exactly what a Cowboys player looks like for Mike McCarthy. So I feel like he's gonna stick around for that. From the 940 draft CeeDee Lamb. I like the idea.
It comes
it's
up.
It's just going to take a little bit for that to happen. All right, Kevin, here's
in terms of like moving up in the draft.
Mock drafts have him all over the board, Kevin.
I saw him at 4.
I saw him at 4 on a mock draft. And do I agree with that? No, but I could totally see it happening. So if that makes any sense, like I could totally see that happening. Now, Antonio Brown was on the Fan Morning Show in Pittsburgh, Kevin. And I know Antonio Brown's been a big topic of conversation yep. for you. This was Antonio Brown talking about, he said he, talking about the NFL and whether or not he's going to play.
And you say that you want to try to get back in the NFL, right, Antonio? You want
to do? I don't know, man. I don't know what I'm going to do right now. I'm just taking it one day at a time.
He also had the opportunity, Kevin, to apologize. And here's what he said.
I apologize to those guys for the distractions, you know, the unwanted attention that probably caused those guys.
And then they asked him this question. I think this is the biggest one. Are you okay?
I'm pretty good, man. I think those guys put me in a crazy jacket. I don't know why they did that, but I just think, man, mental health is really important. You know, it's really difficult for me when, you know, I can't even go out in the public. Everyone coming up to me, putting their camera phone. Everyone got an agenda from what they want to get from me or what they can make off me. So, you know, it's good to be around people and talk to people that don't have no agenda. You know, that I could just support your mental health and listen to you. You know, it's not about the material things or money. People need support and love, meaning someone that could call, people that could listen to, and people that could give them the right encouragement without no feedback of selfishness or wanting.
How often do you think pro athletes have somebody that tells them the truth?
Not a lot. And that is unfortunate. I don't like the way he just equated a serious problem with what felt like an excuse. You know, like, I agree. Mental health is a massive issue in this country. That's why Jeff and I always talk about NAMI, if you get the chance to check it out, NAMI. But, like, I don't know. He also has to reflect more about the people that he's abused in his life and the tumultuous domestic situations that he's been involved in, you know? Like, I don't think you can throw that bag of gummy D's at that person you were having a domestic incident with in the middle of the day, in the middle of the street, and there are children around or children involved, and say, you know, I really wish people would listen to me more without an agenda. Like, that's an odd comparison. I do agree that that's probably really difficult for him to find. But it also sounds like he's kind of using that as a scapegoat for the things that he's done. And I don't like
that. No, I agree with you on that. I also think that maybe those people that were supporting when he was throwing that bag of gummy D's at somebody, and they were like, man, you were in the right to do that. That's not the right people to have around
that
you.
That is very unfortunate.
Because what's their agenda?
You're probably right. Their agenda is to be part of your entourage and get paid.
You're paying my bills, man.
Exactly.
I got a place to live. Sure. So if, hey, man, whatever you think is right is right. And so what happens is you start to believe that world. Now, I don't know if that's what he's saying. And him trying to justify it as other people said it was okay, so it was okay, is not right either. You know, other people told me I could do no wrong. A lot of times, and go back and watch Ballers. You know, like, how many times is you got to help me out with the names.
Denzel Washington's kid?
No, the guy that plays for the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, the defensive lineman?
Yeah. How many times is his buddy that he's known forever say whatever he can to get the confidence level back up?
Sure.
Him? No matter what it is. So much so that he said, you know what? I'm going to start a freaking video game team for you just so that you can know what you want to do in life. Like, you want people that are willing to turn the world over for you because they will move mountains. They will. They will move mountains in order to make sure you get the happiness you deserve. But they also, a lot of times, they're going to say whatever it takes to get you to feel like you're on their side and confident and everything. So I understand where he's coming from, but you're right. He needs to address the reality of it first. My problem was with the first thing he said there, Kevin. Because the first thing he said was, they put me in that straitjacket, and I don't know why they did all that. did you not see what you were doing?
Yeah.
That's the difference in what his reality is and what everybody else saw. His perception was not real. And he didn't understand why they did that to him. He didn't understand that, hey, I'm going out there and causing these kind of disruptions, and the police are being called, and it's not that big of a deal. That's wrong. If the police have to get called about something, then clearly there's in every other one of these stories that coming out, there's something wrong there, and you don't understand why people think you might be a risk to yourself. They put you in a jacket that keeps you from committing suicide. It does not allow you to strangle yourself or hang yourself in your jail cell. They put that on you because they were scared for your life, because your decisions were so outrageous that you just kept making bad ones and wouldn't stop. That's why they put you in that. But you don't understand that. So that, to me, signals that he still isn't quite right.
I really do hope the other thing he said is right, where he said, you know, I don't know if I'll be back in the NFL. I don't know what's next for me. I think that is a very rational take right now, because he might want to be in the NFL, but if he says I have to evaluate my mental health, that's great. That is a great decision. Anytime that somebody wants to evaluate their mental health because they think they might have a problem, like, I'm not going to argue against that. So I hope he finds exactly the help that he needs.
Kevin, I will also say this. Go to Sean Sharif's Twitter account right now.
Okay. And you better do it quick, because he tweets about 10 million things a day.
That's true. It's very difficult to find anything that Sean has tweeted out. But here's what it starts out with. And I retweeted it. KNC retweeted it. It says, our station doesn't do radio for players, coaches, or owners. All right? That's all I'm going to tell you. Go check it out. And what I would like for you to do is hashtag Kevin loves mock drafts on top of that, and let the world know, A, that Kevin loves mock drafts,
no,
and what Sean Sharif is trying to tweet out there, because nobody's going to cover this for us. So we do have to kind of take the opportunity to toot our own horn every once in a while. And the Tolos, like, because this is your thing. Thank you very much, Shippy and Post.
Hold on, are you insinuating that when one station was winning, it got covered, and then when that's not the case, their partner won't cover it anymore?
Yeah.
Wow, so, that sure is weird.
So I want the Tolos out there that are a fabric of what we do, go ahead and tweet it out, put it out there, let the world know, because y'all deserve it, man. Thank you so much for what you do.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's crosstalk with the G-Bag Nation and that crazy Giannis hypothetical with Dirk. Next, right here on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.